and I'm excited to implement a bunch of changes. I've got a bunch of these new tools that I've learned and I've practiced with, and I run smack into the wall that is organizational inertia, that is the status quo. This is Leaderful, where we give you the models and the frameworks, the strategies and the skills that you need to drive true transformation for yourself, your team, your organization, and the world. Welcome to the show. All right, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Leaderful Podcast. My name is Jeff Coulard. I'm the co-CEO and Director of Learning and Development here at the Ally Co. And today's episode is just me. I'm just going to go on a little bit of a rant, actually, about leadership, learning, and development. The efforts that we take, the activities that we do, the courses and the programs and the retreats and all of the things that we do to try and build leadership capacity in our people and in our organizations, and why some of that is fundamentally broken. And let's go back to a quote, actually, from Jennifer Velez, who was a guest on the last episode of this show. And she said this:
leadership is inherently problematic, right? This idea of somebody being in charge of other people and others being considered less than, it's what our society has been established upon, but it's inherently problematic. So it inherently comes with a lack of psychological safety.
And this idea that leadership is inherently problematic, you know, we could dig into that. That could be the episode today. And we could talk about how leadership and a lot of our common thoughts about leadership and the way that we've structured our organizations is very rigidly hierarchical. You know, all you have to do is look at your organizational chart and you'll see a very clear hierarchy in different layers of leadership and management. And of course, we talk a lot about power here at the Ally Co. and with our clients. We're always trying to figure out and navigate the power dynamics that exist. And the one thing that hierarchies do is they make very clear and explicit the power dynamic, at least from a role perspective, right? We know that if I can't answer that question, or if I can't spend that money or make that decision, I just kick it up the chain and it'll get far enough and somebody will end up making that decision. And it's rooted in them as an individual, right? And the responsibilities and the expectations within the role. And so we talk about the role of leadership often is making hard decisions, having hard conversations, giving feedback, hiring and firing, setting priorities, setting direction, activating, you know, the team to do stuff, whether that's facilitating brainstorming or strategic planning, those types of things. Obviously, depending on where you sit in the organization, you'll have different roles and responsibilities. But one of the things that makes leadership development inherently broken or problematic is this idea that leadership is an individual sport, right? That each of us as individuals can work on our own set of skills and somehow come back into our organizations and make a profound difference and actually drive meaningful change, when most meaningful change is a team sport, right? When I see organizations that are really thriving, it's because the team has embraced leadership. And we call that being leaderful, right? So you'll hear us, that, you know, the topic of this podcast, the very title is the Leaderful Podcast, because our mission is to help distribute power, to help dismantle some of the overly hierarchical and rigid perceptions of leadership that exist that are inherently problematic. Going back to what Jennifer was talking about, this idea of power over people as opposed to power with, and what does that actually mean? And what does that actually look like? And so the first problem, we're going to talk about three different problems today with leadership development, is that it's very individualistic instead of team-based. And what do we mean by that? Well, if you think about your own leadership journey, or at least when I reflect on my own leadership journey, very often it was me being sent off to do a training, right? So I've been to lots of these, you know, everything from the one-day workshop on a skill or a topic area, all the way up to the five-day retreats in the mountains or the desert, where it's more of a vacation, that it's like a traincation. We're going to train, but we're actually, you know, enjoying the hotel and the food and the getting out of the office as much as anything, right? But you take Jeff and you send him off to the desert in Utah, and I have a 5 to 7 day transformational experience myself. And I come back and I'm excited to implement a bunch of changes. I've got a bunch of these new tools that I've learned and I've practiced with, and I run smack into the wall that is organizational inertia, that is the status quo, that is the hamster wheel. And I find myself a week or two after these trainings right back into the same old patterns and behaviors and mechanisms that exist because the system hasn't embraced those skills, right? And so this idea that we can put the burden of change on individual leaders for transformation, for positive growth, is inherently flawed in and of itself. And I've just seen it over and over and over again in my own practice, in the practice of my colleagues, in the way that our clients, before they engage us, have traditionally engaged in leadership development, that view that it's an individual thing, that we can take Jeff out of his ecosystem, out of the puzzle that he's a part of, have him shift and change his skill set, and then all of a sudden come back and drive meaningful transformation, it doesn't work. And I've seen it not work over and over again in a wide range of sectors, from the social impact space, the nonprofit sector, to education and government, and into the corporate spaces as well. So problem number one is that we've viewed it as an individual phenomenon, this idea of leadership, and we've tried to do leadership development at the individual leader level. Right? A bit of an aside to that, I think we often don't engage in leadership development proactively. Oftentimes it's a reactive, we've hired somebody or we promoted someone into this role, and all of a sudden we realize they don't have the skill set, or they don't have some competencies or willingness actually to engage in what we actually mean by leadership and what we're trying to accomplish. So individual versus team, that's a fundamental problem. And another problem, I think, is this lack of real world, real time change as part of the process of leadership development. And so too often we're taking people out of their context, out of their real world context, and we're having them sit in a boardroom somewhere or in a conference center and read a case study and talk to a stranger who they just met about what that case study means for their organization or for their leadership. And it's just too theoretical, and it's too removed from the day-to-day grind, the day-to-day problems and challenges and opportunities that exist for most leaders and teams. And so this real world, real-time nature, leadership development has to have that in order to have the impact and for us to build the actual skills that we need. You know, so often we go to these trainings and we learn a set of skills and we don't necessarily know fully what the context of that skill is, or where that skill fits into the broader context of leadership and facilitation and working with your team. And so we come back with these new shiny tools and we think that they're the fit for everything. And I see this over and over again with, you know, I'll pick on something like Radical Candor, right? Where you read the book, and in and of itself, it's a great idea and a great set of practices to brace, you know, honesty and truth and clear feedback into our systems. But I've actually seen leaders take that idea, and radical candor becomes cover for say whatever I want, have an opinion on everything, and just speak my truth, even though from my position of power, that truth that I'm speaking has a negative impact on people, or it disrupts and disconnects us in relationship. And so radical candor, yes, but radical candor in what context? Right. And I see that kind of over and over again, is that, you know, we learn these new tools and we try to think they're now the tool for everything. And that can be everything from, you know, design thinking processes to, you know, specific communication skills. The third problem, and I think this is, you know, partly part of this is a systemic problem, but it's an underinvestment in leadership. And again, you know, that individual, it's a lot more cost effective to take one leader and send them off to something for a few thousand dollars and hope they come back and make meaningful change than it is to carve out the time, the energy, the space, and the budget to take your team of 10 or your team of 15 people through a skill build or through a process of facilitation to get to the other side of it. So this lack of long-term thinking, long-term support, and the accountability that comes with that. You know, I've been guilty of this. I've been sent off. I've done my 360 review prior to the training. I go to the training. I learn a bunch of skills. I get some self-awareness. And there's no accountability on the back end of that to actually make meaningful change, whether from within the organization or from the actual trainer or the group that I went to. And so, you know, this fundamental lack of accountability and lack of long-term thinking and support has us often just chasing short-term solutions and playing what we call whack-a-mole, right? And so we have some challenges. And so we go and we find the training that's going to address that specific challenge. And we never create the time and the space that we need to dig beneath the surface and to get to some of the root causes of some of these phenomenons that exist in our organizations. So to give a quick recap of the three problems, then I'll shift gears into some possible solutions into how we might do this in a different way, or how we do it here at the Ally Co that we believe is fundamentally different and more transformational and more impactful than other approaches. So the first problem is, again, back to, you know, individual versus team. We have to be taking a team-based approach. We have to look at distributing power in a meaningful way and having those deeper conversations. We have to make it real world and real time. It can't be theoretical and based in case studies, and because then we just get conceptual understanding and we never actually get to implementation and activation at the system level, right? So real world, real time, and then more support and more accountability. And this often means longer term investments, you know, longer time horizons. Most of these problems in our organizations, whether it's chronic burnout or unhealthy conflict or stuckness in an organization, they are not going to be solved by a one-day workshop or a weekend workshop or sending a small group of leaders off to something and expect them to come back and change it. We need to fundamentally shift our approach. And most leadership development programs should actually have some consulting wrapped around them, some advising support, some group coaching or individual coaching support, depending on the needs of the system, and some discovery activities built in. And so I'm going to shift gears here for the next few minutes and talk about some of the ways in which we take a different approach to leadership learning and development that you can absolutely borrow for if you're building your own, or if you're out there shopping for leadership learning and development for your team. Make sure that whoever you're talking to or programs that you're looking at have some of these baked into them, or at the very least, you'll know what you're getting. So the first thing is discovery, right? Your system is unique. Your leaders are unique. And trying to find a one-size-fits-all or an off-the-shelf training program risks missing some of the key ingredients that you actually need to make a difference in the system. And so discovery can look like a lot of different things. And so a few different approaches for this, and we'll probably do a separate podcast episode just on how do you actually discover what's alive in your system and what the needs are of a system before you start to, you know, decide on the interventions and make those decisions around time, energy, and budget. We need to know what's the problem here. Like, what are we actually trying to solve for, right? Is the problem that our leaders don't know how to make tough decisions or give tough feedback, right? Or is it more fundamentally a structural problem and we haven't gotten to role clarity and expectations? And so without that, you know, we can learn skills to give tough feedback till we're blue in the face. And if we don't know what we're giving feedback on because we haven't set the role clarity and the expectations, the jobs to be done within these teams in a meaningful way, in a collaborative way, then, you know, we're just kind of, again, playing whack-a-mole with symptoms as opposed to getting at the root. So the first thing is discovery. How can you do discovery? That looks different for each team. We do surveys. And so actually, ran a survey with a team, a small leadership team, a team of executives, about five of them, and they support about 30 different managers and supervisors in this organization. And so we went straight to those supervisors and managers, and we surveyed them on power, values, communication, and conflict. How do those show up, and how does this team of five engage in those so that we can reflect back and can hold the mirror up to that team and say, here's what we heard. Here's what your people are saying are the core challenges or some of the symptoms. Let's dig into that. And let's make sure that the things that we're doing, the skills that we're talking about or practicing are aligned with making a meaningful difference on these specific problems. That's that real world, real time, right? That individual versus team, right? So we've taken this small team of five. You are a unit in and of yourself, right? And so we could work with each of you individually, right? And there is some of that work to be done, don't get me wrong, but what's your team focus? Like, what are the skills that this team requires? What are some of the norms that need to be established around leadership at the team level so that there's a sense of congruence in the organization coming out of the C-suite? If we're not congruent with each other, that causes all kinds of chaos. We see silos and we see favoritism and we see, you know, some people talking to one leader but not another because they know what they're going to get or they don't like what they get from one leader. So we see these kind of problematic behaviors start to be eliminated when leadership teams are really tightly aligned about what are our values and what's our vision for this organization and for the people that we're there to support. Okay, so doing some level of discovery, and actually this particular group, we actually did some interviews as well, some one-on-one interviews. We reviewed a bunch of documentation. Most training providers are going to come to you and they're going to say, here's our program. It's four weeks. It's two workshops on this topic. It's this specific skill. And if we do that, we oftentimes are going to miss the underlying context again. But also there's probably a skill or a conversation or a process that needs to be facilitated within that that you're just not going to get. And so it's not going to be as impactful as you need it to be, as you want it to be. Right. And so once you've done that discovery, it actually sets up the rest of your training and development really well, because then we're talking again about those real world, real time issues as opposed to case studies. Right. And sometimes it's not case studies, but it's just not contextually important. Right. So I've done some trainings before, say communication, right? And the communication, we're doing these role plays or we're doing these practices. And the examples that I'm using are either dated examples, like I'm reaching back into my memory bank. Oh yeah, that time I tried to give feedback 2 years ago to somebody and I'm pulling that forward. as opposed to realizing that I've got some feedback I need to give to a colleague, like when I get back from this training, and I should be practicing with that example, as opposed to something that might be a little bit safer because it's historical, or something from my personal relationship. I can't count the number of times, and I've been guilty of this as a trainer, not pushing hard enough on this for sure, where we're doing nonviolent communication. We're doing a tool called Offner, and most of the participants are using their spouses or their partners and examples from the house, as opposed to examples from within the office. And that can be helpful. Don't get me wrong. Right. But it's not going to make the same kind of impact as it would if we say, actually, let's talk about that conversation or that piece of feedback or that curiosity that you have about the work that's happening right now and the relationships that are alive right now in your system. Okay. So that real world, we do that by, again, good discovery. So probably the missing ingredient for most training and development programs, and where we end up kind of guiding clients towards, is that we have to do discovery. We have to figure out what's in this system, what's alive for the individuals, but collectively, and so that we can make a meaningful difference on that. And then when it comes to long-term support and accountability, sometimes that doesn't actually mean more training time. It means spread out, right? It means some coaching moments in between. It means some office hours that people can check in and have that one-on-one support that they might need. It means homework between sessions. But I think that probably, you know, like in that two-day workshop or that half-day workshop or that team retreat where we go off for a day and it's facilitated, I think we probably all have examples of, yeah, that was great. I really enjoyed that. The team made a breakthrough, right? But the breakthrough didn't stick. It didn't last because we get back into the system and there isn't that ongoing implementation, support, and activation. So we end up focusing on three different primary outcomes when it comes to leadership, learning, and development with our clients. So the first one, we'll start at the center, which is conceptual understanding, which is, of course, we all need to have a shared language and understanding of the skills and the tools and the frameworks and the models and the definitions of things. You know, I can't count the number of times where I've asked a team, like, define this value for me, and we'll get three or four different, you know, definitions of that value that they've all, you know, they've been in the room when that value was agreed on and got made its way into the brochure or onto the website. And yet the behaviors, the things that accompany that value, the do's and don'ts, aren't clear. And so, of course, conceptual understanding, a shared conceptual understanding of what's important to us, what's meaningful, what is the point of leadership in this system, what are we trying to accomplish? Those things are essential, right? And we can do that together. There's the skill itself. There's the ability to give feedback. There's the ability to navigate a strategic conversation or make a decision, right? So there's some skills and competencies that we absolutely need to hone and develop. And I would suggest that these aren't just leadership skills. These are life skills, right? The ability to communicate clearly, the ability to make decisions, the ability to navigate conflict, all of these things, right? And then there's activation and implementation at the team or the organization level, which is probably the missing piece of most leadership development programs. If we're being honest, most are geared towards some sort of conceptual understanding. Here's the workbook, here's the set of slides and some practice. Let's do some role playing, right? Let's break out into pairs and let's talk through this and we'll use some examples. But it never makes the break into that third domain, which is really the impact I think that most organizations are after is, yeah, this is all great and good and helpful. But if it's not leading to implementation, if it's not leading to high impact and transformation of the system, then what are we doing, right? We're spinning our wheels. We're on a hamster wheel in a lot of ways. And I would say that that's been the experience I've had both as a leader myself, going through a wide range of programs inside of an organization, which is, of course, inside of a bigger system itself, and seeing just a lot of stuckness, right? A lot of effort, a lot of money, and a lot of time being spent on trying to build the skills and learn the things that we need to know and never quite getting the breakthrough. And again, that's, you know, it's problematic. It's in the design of these experiences themselves, which is why going back to the point of this podcast is to talk about what's broken about leadership development in particular, although you could probably take these and, you know, scale them outside of traditional leadership skills or leadership programs and think about learning and development in your organization more broadly. It's probably not team-based. It's probably not real world and real time. And it probably doesn't have the kind of support and accountability that you need to break through and get to that high impact space. So that's it for today. I wanted to start this conversation and open up some dialogue about this because it's really important, because so much time, so much energy, so much money is spent on leadership development. And if we're honest with ourselves, if we look in the mirror and if actually we just look at the data that's coming out of our organizations broadly, but probably within house, if we did it for you, we would see that people are more stressed out and more burnt out than they ever have been. So well-being is at an all-time low. Employee engagement, which is lots of different things go into measuring that, is at an all-time low and continues to get worse. And trust in our organizations and institutions is also at an all-time low, from government to nonprofit to business, right? That's pretty problematic, given that we've spent the last 80 plus years looking at modern management and leadership theory and trying to move the needle on these very issues. And we are moving the needle just in the opposite direction. We're moving things in the wrong direction. Things are getting worse in most of our organizations than better. And we shouldn't have to rely on an individual leader to go off to a training, to learn some skills, to come back and through the sheer force of will, make a meaningful impact in our organizations. I think we can take a big step back and say, what's the impact we're trying to have? Let's focus that impact. Let's do some discovery. Let's figure out what's here. What do our people actually need from us? How do they make sense of some of these challenges and opportunities? And let's orient ourselves towards moving that needle and making a significant difference and moving something, kind of breaking through that, hey, we see the problem and we're kind of working on the edges of it, to let's go at it directly. And so would love to continue this conversation. You can find us on LinkedIn. I'm sure you can drop us a DM there, or you can go to theallyco.world and check out some of the work that we're doing there and listen to more of these podcasts. And yeah, give us your feedback. We'd love to know what resonates, what doesn't, what you have questions about. We'd love to start engaging the community in this dialogue that we're having here on the podcast. So thank you again so much for listening, and we'll talk soon. Leaderful is brought to you by The Ally Co., a team of human-centered, systems-conscious consultants, coaches, and facilitators dedicated to helping you and your team tackle the core problems of burnout and stuckness and misalignment and misuses of power and all of the things that get in the way of creating truly human-centered workplaces where everyone thrives and does their best work. Head over to www.theallyco.world to learn more.